From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Ethiopia on the first ever visit to the country by a serving American leader. Mr. Obama flew to Addis Ababa on Sunday for 2 days of talks with African leaders on issues such as terrorism, human rights, and the civil war in South Sudan. Earlier in the day, he ended a landmark visit to Kenya with a speech to thousands of students at a stadium outside the capital. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey has more from Nairobi.
I am proud to be the first American president to come to Kenya. And of course, I'm the first Kenyan-American to be president of the United States.
With that rousing reception, this son of a Kenyan father ended his historic visit to the nation with a call to the country's youth to continue on an arc of progress that sheds the corruption, cronyism, and tribalism of the past.
Progress requires that you honestly confront the dark corners of our own past, extend rights and opportunities to more of your citizens. See the differences and diversity of this country as a strength, just as we in America try to see the diversity of our country as a strength and not a weakness.
Incredible and motivating were words 21-year-old Grace Karuru used to describe Mr. Obama's speech.
We are also people who can do big things, and the fact that he is the president of America makes us very proud and very motivated.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
And staying with Mr. Obama's visit to Africa, his schedule for Monday includes talks with Ethiopian leaders who have been a key U.S. ally in the fight against Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab. You're listening to VOA News.